Hello, Monique speaking.
Oh, hi, Monique. It's Blaine Crellin here from Tarot Times.
Hi, Blaine. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good. I'm well.
Are you in the middle of a rehearsal or are you baking a quiche?
I'm actually feeding my dogs and my cat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've got rehearsals today.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's good, though. It's fun.
So ahead of the Saturday, the 22nd of October's show at MIMO. I love going to the MIMO.
Yeah, you're coming, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
And I didn't realise it was Nick Pacioli.
Yeah.
Yes, I worked with his son, James.
Yes, he mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah.
James is doing really well. He's at Monash doing music these days. And I think he's running the radio show there, I'm led to believe, but he's doing really well.
That's good.
Yeah, he's really into it. So it's and he's good. It's like,
yeah, he's a good drummer.
Excellent drummer, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen him drum?
I think I did one night, yes, but
yeah, and it's like a school concert kind of thing, or
No, I think it was down at the St Kilda Bowls Club one Sunday or one evening, I think it was. I think it was a launch of Tag magazine. Do you remember Tag?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Yeah, it was a little back of the pocket sort of size magazine. So, and this interview that we're doing now is for the radio version, the radio show version of that, you know.
Oh, okay, cool.
Modern technology and all, you know.
That's great.
Yeah. So have you taken the dogs for a walk today?
No, their walk is to come.
What a beautiful day.
It's gorgeous. It's in really Melbourne. Nice. I've actually just taken an antihistamine because I get shocking allergies this time of year.
Ah.
To make sure that I'm allergy-free before I walk the dogs so I can enjoy myself.
Lovely. And it's almost a slip, slop and slap day too, really.
It is actually. You could get burnt today. This is true.
Which is a lovely thing in the middle of October, isn't it?
Yes, it's crazy, isn't it, this time of year? It's so changeable.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's sort of, we had some warmer weather last weekend and it was freezing cold and now it's warm again.
Welcome to Melbourne, oh Tasmaniite. Thylacine.
Yes, I'm all used to that.
Yes, you are. But thylacine, that's an interest. I had to look that one up, actually.
Oh, did you? Yes, it's the extinct Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah. There are many theories about that one.
Quite a creature.
Yeah, definitely. A very interesting creature.
Mm. Yeah. I quite like the look of them. It's sad that human beings have to kill everything, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, they kill each other too, so.
I know. We're
a strange species, really, aren't we?
We really are. We can be capable of so much beauty and amazing things. And then on the other hand, we can just, do so much damage.
Yeah, so on that subject, how do you gain inspiration? So, you know, assuming that we as a species observe treating each other and the planet really beautifully with all this love and gorgeous energy, and then at the other end of the scale it's totally destructive, and, you know, as an artist, musician, swimming in that world as we do, how do you enter? Okay, well, you know, 9 albums, 4 singles, 3 EPs, last check. That's a lot of output, but
it's hard to know. Like, you know, it's been interesting playing, like, relearning these songs from Thylacine. Some of them I haven't played for 15 years because I realise there's something magical about non-censoring or some simplicity of arrangement or, you know, nothing wrong with 2 chords kind of thing. And then I think as we get older, we tend to maybe overanalyze, or we see where things could go wrong. So we try to curtail that, you know. We try to sort of move to a different trajectory before it gets down that path that we know could be one of misfortune or one of,
That sounds like experience.
Folly.
Folly. I love folly.
Folly.
It's a lovely word, isn't it?
It is a nice word.
It's a jolly folly word.
Well, yeah, it's sort of doesn't sound like it's too bad. And that's the reality of it, because it's not too bad. And I think that as well as you know, experience gives you the insight that it won't be that bad. But then, of course, all these terrible things going on around the world. And I was actually speaking to my friend on the phone yesterday, Angus Davidson. He's a an engineer, music engineer and producer. And, you know, saying, oh, I just get so depressed. I listen to the morning news and it just sets me off on a bad day. He said, actually, his alarm clock is the news. I said, you need to change that. You've got to sort that out, because no one wants to wake up to more people are dead, you know, more fighting in, you know.
More thylacine. More extinction. Yeah, I banned the news many years ago. And if I set my alarm, I set it to 3 minutes past seven or something instead of seven. So I miss the news and get the latest music.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's what you want. You want to wake up to something that's kind of soothing to the soul. But So I think in all of that, Blaine, it's sort of hard to know what to write about, because it's so overwhelming sometimes. And one thing I've noticed about thylacine is that there's sort of just this youthful exuberance that permeates through, and it's been refreshing for me to rediscover a part of myself in a way that was a younger version, but had a lot of had a lot to say and had a lot of insight, I suppose, for someone at such a young age. And I'm incredibly proud of the album. It's got some really nice songs on it. It was produced by David Bridie. He did a wonderful job producing it. Yes. And I was lucky to work with him, actually, on my very first release, because I learned a lot about production, values and all of that. And also, too, you know, he really cared.
Yeah.
And we had a rehearsal the other day, and it's lovely playing with him again. He rang me up and he said, Mon, I've had a thought about the set list, and he still cares, you know, so that's really nice. And
he's an amazing musician though, isn't he? Like, the work that he's produced is beautiful.
Yeah, he's really able to he's very sensitive, Dave. He's a very deep thinking person, and he's able to really empathise with groups. So he does a lot of work over in Timor and Papua New Guinea. And, he's worked a lot with different musicians over the years. So he's quite an all-rounder. Like, if you were looking at selecting someone for a cricket team, you know, who could bat, bowl and field quite well, you'd probably go with Dave Bridie.
Who is joining you on Saturday night, I understand, with Rob Craw from Hoxton Creepers and Helen Mountford. Is that, that's all?
That's correct.
All good?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be a great show.
Robbie Craw's fantastic. such a wonderful character. And he, you know, had success with the Hoxton Creepers in the 80s and 90s. And
that was my
David
era
was,
of going out.
Our era. When Dave was producing the album, he thought, oh, you know, we need to get some sort of guitarist who's got a really good sort of pop rock sensibility. And so he knew Rob, and I don't think it was a usual gig for Rob to do that. Did you hear that really loud noise just then? that didn't come through?
I'm wondering whether that was the dog dropping a
an atomic bomb.
No.
It was a street cleaner. I don't know. They don't come by here very often, but anyway.
No, I don't think it came through. I'll find out later, I guess.
It's okay, good. Cool. So Rob did a lot of the early shows with me, Blaine. He, you know, we toured a lot together, and I was, 21, and Rob was in his early 30s. And so these musicians in my band, they were all about 10 years older than me. They were all about that. And then when we get together to rehearse, it's just hilarious, like, looking at them now all lined up, and we just cracked up the other night. It was just one of those funny moments. We're all playing together because the original band are coming back to do some songs at the show. And, you know, the usual, you know, banter and guitars being tuned and retuned and played continuously.
I got a picture of the Blues Brothers thing. That, we're getting the band back together.
Exactly what it was like.
So that's exactly twice your age. When how long did it take you to write that, by the way, that first album that did really extremely well?
Actually, I started probably the first song written would have been...
It's a change in me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably would have been the first song written. That was in 1994.
On the street with the guitar?
I wrote that.
Busking?
What's that?
Was that a busking song?
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't have got any money for that. Too depressing. Oh. As a busker, you've got to... I was talking about this the other day, but, yeah, busking is a hard gig, you know. You've got to kind of catch people's attention in the transient moments of them passing you by.
Yeah.
And it's a hard gig, busking. But, The Change of Me was written in Northcote, and that was in 1994, and before I'd even met David or been signed to a record company or anything, and it was just a really bad heartbreak song. I was really, really upset when I wrote it, and it actually just wrote itself because it was so honest.
Yes.
And, and so from there, and that was actually the song I think that got me the record deal. That was the song that people heard and went, oh, wow, you know, what else can this young girl produce?
From Tassie.
So I was quite malleable, you know. I was sort of like an A&R person's dream, I suppose, at that age, you know.
Yep.
They could... Yeah, Alanis Morissette had success, and Dolores O'Riordan was doing stuff, and they heard something in my voice that they thought had that similar ilk, and my appearance at the time was, you know, elfin-like, I think they used that term.
Yeah.
I wish it was now.
It's a good look. We'll take a photograph across the phone here. Click.
Let's not do that.
Well, I'm sure your voice will be... the good thing about ageing is that we're experiencing more, so it's a good thing doing it.
I actually feel fitter and healthier now than I did when I was, you know, in my 20s.
Yeah, awesome.
I feel much better, actually, as a person. It's very hard, I think, you know, when you put out an album when you're very young and it has a lot of success. There's sort of an immense amount of pressure that suddenly appears.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's particularly healthy for your feelings of well-being, you know.
Yeah, I guess being managed properly helps, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just a timeline of our life, and you know, we go,
well, that's right.
Ooh, that period of time there produced some incredibly beautiful lyrics and music because we were available to it then, and you know, we've already done it before, and you know, obviously, you producing so much since then is you've been able to repeat it. What's going on next?
Yes.
What's the next chapter in Monique Brumby's timeline?
Answering the question about when they were written.
Oh, sorry.
1994 to 1995. It was 2 years. Over 2 years the songs were written, pretty much. 94, 95. The next chapter for me, Lane, is I'm making an album that is a bit of a departure from works that I've done before, actually. I sort of really got into... sound engineering and stuff in the past 10 years, and I went and studied it, and I've got my own studio at home.
Yep.
And I really, really like dabbling with samples and beats and stuff. So I'm actually making an album that Yeah, it's probably a little bit more on the electronica fusion side with pop and rock. Rock's probably always the number one genre for me.
So we're moving up to 96 beats a minute. Is that what you're doing?
Well, the default's 120.
Okay.
And it's funny because there is a song on my last album that is at default BPM 120 because I just went into the studio bleary-eyed one day and sat down and started working on something and just set up a template really quickly and it was at 120 and then I just really got into it.
Cool.
And it evolved into this song called In This Game, which is on the last album and it is at 120 because that was the default.
So are we going to hear anything from any latest work on any sneak previews on Saturday night?
Or are you leaving those? We're doing the entire Thylacine album and B-sides, bonus tracks, some sort of rare kind of songs.
Oh, nice.
From songs in 94 to 1998, but I have got this new song that is in the vein. It's not in that electronica vein. It's, it's a sort of a old country style pop rock song. Come in.
Nice.
And we might... If there is a request for more, we might bump out one new tune.
It is a Melbourne crowd, remember. They will do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We might suck.
Ah, oh well. Make sure you suck really well then. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be absolutely incredible. I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you're coming. Yeah, I'm really getting really excited, actually. My mum and dad are coming over from Tassie.
Oh, cool.
And they're my tour managers on Saturday. They're picking my wife, Sophie, and I up.
Yep.
And we're going over to St Kilda together. They're dropping us at the venue for sound check.
Yep.
Then they're going to their hotel, which is 100 metres from the venue. And then after sound check, we've been invited to their hotel room for some food.
Nice.
And that's nice. And then after the gig, they're going to take my gear for me.
And let you play in St Kilda.
And I just adore, and it's just so sweet they're coming over to the show. I'm very nervous. I'm most nervous about them being there playing more than anyone else.
Great.
Why is that? They gave birth. They created me. They know my flaws and weaknesses. Surely I shouldn't be nervous playing music for them. But I am.
Dealing with pure love is, you've got to hold it gently, baby.
Pure love.
That's children, father. I mean, I am a father. And, we have parents. Otherwise, of course, we wouldn't be here. And they have pure love for us. And in return, we mirror it back to them and, expectations, it'll be lovely.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, expectations. I think you've really hit on something there. I think that I was talking about before about when you're possibly younger and you don't know the pitfalls, you don't really have those expectations you put on yourself or on them. You don't put expectations on an end result. And I've really tried to embrace that philosophy in the last, 5 years of my life.
Mm.
And it's worked really well for my feelings of happiness.
Yep,
it's
very good.
Not to place expectation on what you hope the outcome would be.
Well, you're a professional. You've got a certain level of that going on to produce what you want to produce. So, and even if it's like 1 a.m.,
oh, but I just
6 a.m.
Life,
oh yes, you know? Yes, yeah, true.
Thinking. Oh,
yeah.
If I do this, I can get to that, and I can do, and then you just think, well, maybe I should just go with the flow a bit more.
Yeah, and not react. I'm finding, learnt a bit of a lesson, no reactions to anything, and you won't get caught up in anyone else's shit. It's like, okay.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Nice. How's your voice going, by the way? I'm just concerned about the pollen.
No, I'm fine. It's always bad in the mornings and then it clears up. So lucky the gig's not at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Because if it was, I'd be screwed.
Yeah, I think we'd all have issues getting there at 9 a.m, I reckon.
What's that?
We'd all have issues getting there at 9 a.m.
Yeah, look, we'd all sound pretty shitty. We would.
We'd probably be having big bags under the eyes and the hair would be all, disheveled. How you wear your hair these days?
How do you know? Have you got some portal into my lounge room?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I can see everything.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a line out of Toy Story when...
Great inspiration there, Blaine. Like,
us toys can see everything as he spins his head in a 360-degree thing.
I like that movie, actually. It's really cute.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Anyway, we probably should call it so we're not yabbering on all day. And although that would be a lovely thing.
Thank you for the interview.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, enjoy your rehearsals. And, I'm definitely looking forward.
Getting into it. Got the guitar by my side, as we speak. Got the amp on the other side. Got the microphone stand in front of me.
Oh, hello.
Ready to go.
Are you plugged in?
No, I've got all my legs dangling everywhere. but I'll take my dogs out and then I'll come back and get into it.
All right. Well, have a lovely day.
Hey, thanks. You too. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
I'll see you on Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks, Monica.
Can't wait. Thanks, Blaine.
Monique, bye. Sorry. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
And that was the lovely Monique Brumby, who is playing at the MIMO this Saturday night, 22nd of October, 2016. Or actually 2000, not 200,016. That's means that time would have flown a lot. Anyway, Blaine Crowlin out from Toorak Times and Tag Magazine. Thank you very much.